I was born bold.
Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K. Oh, oh, oh. Summer breakfast.
Finish off the over. Full toss, outside off
stump. Great catch!
Unbelievable catch! Mackenzie Harvey takes a flyer at backward point. That is remarkable.
What about that catch?
Who's that bloke getting a bit carried away?
Jeez, what about the carry-on for a simple outfield catch, Jack?
It was the best catch I've seen in the Big Bash so far. It might have been one of the best we've seen in a very, very long time. Mackenzie Harvey is an important part of the Melbourne Renegades team, not only now, for their future. They've got four games in Melbourne this month. You can find out more information by going to melbournerenegades.com.au for tickets. Mackenzie, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, lads. How are we?
How many times have you watched that catch back? And be honest.
Maybe a couple of times. But, it was a nice one to hang on to.
And especially in that stage in that Thunder game on New Year's Day, Alex Hales was flying. I think he was 43 off 19 or something at that stage. He was set for a ton the way he was going. He was taking it to all parts.
Yeah, definitely. He found some form in that game. And no matter what bowler we tried to throw at him in that power play, he seemed to hit every one of them for six. So, to get him at that time was probably really handy for us.
Let's enjoy this moment for a little bit longer. Mackenzie, tell us about when you obviously saw it off the bat. At what point did you think, I'm going to be able to get this with just one hand?
Thinking back on it, it's probably one of a catch that I'd like coming at me rather than a high ball out in the outfield. With that one, you sort of just have to react to it and try and get your hands onto it and then close them when it hits it. So, I saw it off the bat and then pretty much just jumped to where I thought it was going to be. And then, luckily it stuck in.
Yeah, it was a great catch. It's been a tough year, it must be said, for everybody, but the Renegades not going overly well. And now you've been thrown another spanner where you don't get to come back to Victoria to play some of your home games. You're staying interstate. It just makes it a little bit more difficult as you get ready to go to Canberra.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a weird season for everyone. So we always knew it was going to be tough. But the morale around the group has been really good. Everyone's heads are still high, even after a few losses in a row. So, the belief around the group is still there that we can play some good cricket. But it's just going to be so much better when we can get home in front of a home crowd and, hopefully get a few more wins under our belt.
How do you go about doing that, Mackenzie? Keeping the morale up within the group, finding downtime? A lot of the players in the AFL season spoke about in the hubs that they never really felt like they were away from the game. Are you able to get a bit of a break?
Yeah, I guess with cricket, T20-wise, the game only goes for about 3 hours. So we sort of have the whole day leading up to the game at night, so that's not too bad. But then everyone around the group sort of plays golf, so we'll go out as a group and play golf or head out to cafes and restaurants as a group. So it's more trying to just keep everyone going as a group rather than the individual sort of lurking off somewhere. So, I think we've been really good with that. Everyone's really inclusive around the group. So that's been really handy, especially through these tough past couple of weeks.
And what about on a personal note? I mean, you're only 20 years of age and you've got to quickly remember that you're just a young man, still probably finding your way in some regards at this elite level. How have you been enjoying the year yourself, but also the challenges on field?
Yeah, definitely. I reckon this is one of the best times of year, the Big Bash. Seeing all the biggest cricketing names come and show what they can do. And to have the likes of Finchy and Marsh in our team and learning off them is something I haven't been taking for granted, that's for sure. It's just been such a great learning curve, especially the past couple of years as well, being around the group. So, just learning off everyone that comes in, even the internationals in Nabi and Imad Wazim, has been really handy for all us young cricketers in the Renegade side.
Can you take us inside those conversations that you have with Finch and Marsh? What sort of things are they saying to a young man like you about being better at cricket? What's the detail?
There's not a lot really that goes into it. It's more just self-belief than anything. knowing that you've been selected at that level, that you can perform under pressure, I guess. So it's more just taking back to experiences that they've had in the past couple of years or at the start of their career as well. So, yeah, it's more just trying to get us through tough times through cricket and then how it can be better as well. So,
Dal mentioned that you're only young, Mac, but have you got a preference, or are you starting to get a preference for where you'd prefer to bat in T20 cricket? Do you see yourself as an opening batter? Do you see yourself more as a middle order type finisher? You've been in a couple of different spots in this tournament. Where would you prefer to bat?
I reckon opening the batting in T20 cricket is the spot to go. It just gives yourself a little bit more time to get in and then hopefully go on. But I guess that sort of changes now with the Bash Bruce point coming into it and needing to get off to a good start and trying to get that extra point for the team. But as a preference, maybe probably opening the batting or somewhere at the top order. But I feel like nowadays you sort of have to be able to bat everywhere. If it is opening the batting or coming in to finish off a game, I feel like you have to be able to be able to hit the ball anywhere at any point in time of the game.
Well, hopefully things can turn from a Renegades point of view, but most importantly, hopefully we can get you home sooner rather than later and play games in front of the home crowd, Max. So thanks for joining us this morning and good luck for what's coming up next.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mackenzie Harvey joining us from the Renegades. 4 games in Melbourne this month. More info at melbournerenegades.com.au for tickets.
You've got high hopes for young Mac, don't you?
Very, you reckon he's that very, good? Very good cricketer. Very good cricketer.
I like that.
Played in the Australian under-19.
Yes.
Set up. Yep. Yeah, he's only 20.
Yeah, you quickly forget that.
What it does is it highlights how truly elite Will Pekowski and Cam Green are.
Yeah,
that
true.
At that age,
yep.
We're talking about Mackenzie Harvey playing Big Bash and his next step will probably be trying to lock down a Shield spot with Victoria and playing their one-day team. You jump to another level when you're talking about Will Pekowski and Cam Green playing Test cricket against one of the best teams in the world.
You are spot on. You're spot on. Sean Marsh comes back into that side. Has that been confirmed?
Looks like it will, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and he spoke really well about being able to play multiple positions in the order. You know, if you need to close the game, you need to open the batting. So, fingers crossed that they give him an opportunity. They're a long way behind the eight ball, it must be said, from their 9 games. Just the 2 wins. They're sitting 8th on the ladder, which looks like it is last, it must be said. The Stars not doing much better, unfortunately.
No.
So, for Melbourne supporters of their cricket loving, it's not much going on at the moment.
We're going to find out more about the Melbourne Stars. Glenn Maxwell to join us in around 15 minutes from now, which means that Questions Without Notice is up next. If you've got a question without notice for us, 1-300-736-736, or you can send us a text on the temper, 0433 98 11 16. That's coming up on the other side of the news with Meredith.